There are few issues as hotly contested and as poorly understood as the question of what makes a person gay or straight. It's a political question, a social question, a religious question, but it's also a science question, one that might someday have an actual, provable answer. The handful of scientists who work in this underfunded and politically charged field will tell you that answer is a long way off. But their efforts are already yielding tantalizing clues. One focus of their research is twins. These bedrooms belong to twins who are 9 years old. One room is all camouflage, airplanes, and military toys. The other? Well, see for yourself. A pastel canopy, stuffed animals, white horses. Not all that surprising for boy-girl twins. Except these twins...
With your base code?
...are Jared and Adam.
I have the Marines parking only.
When I came for a visit, Jared was eager to show me his G.I. Joe collection.
I have ones that say, like, Marine and SWAT, and then that's where I keep all the guns for them.
Adam, on the other hand...
This is one of my dolls. Bratz Baby. This is made by the company that made this and this.
I hate to interrupt you, but I just noticed you have nail polish on with stars.
And diamonds.
And diamonds. I have to ask you a question. Did you go to school like that today?
Mm-hmm. I just showed them my nails and they were like, why did you do that?
Adam's behavior is called childhood gender nonconformity, meaning a child whose interests and behaviors are more typical of the opposite sex. Research shows that kids with extreme gender nonconformity usually grow up to be gay. Danielle is Adam and Jared's mom. How early on did you notice this difference?
About 18 months, he was really into asking for a Barbie. He wanted a Barbie.
At
18 months.
And what about Jared? What was he asking
Fire
at 18?
Trucks. Fire trucks.
Not that much has changed. Jared's favorite game now is Battlefield 2 Special Forces. What's your favorite game?
It's called Neopets, The Darkest Fairy.
If you were going to tell a stranger what you were like, what would you say?
I'm a kid. Likes G.I. Joes and games and TV.
I would say, like a girl.
You would say, I'm like a girl? That's what you would say? Why do you think that is? Michael Bailey, a psychology professor at Northwestern University, is a leading researcher in the field of sexual orientation.
They've grown up in the same house. They've been treated the same way.
To me, cases like that really scream out, hey, it's not out there, it's in here. There's no indication that this mother is prone to raise very feminine boys because his twin is not that way.
So you don't think it's nurture?
I don't think that nurture is a plausible explanation.
Psychologists used to believe homosexuality was caused by nurture, namely overbearing mothers and distant fathers. But that theory has been disproved. Today, scientists are looking at genes, environment, brain structure, hormones. There's one area of consensus that homosexuality involves more than just sexual behavior. It's physiological. Bailey and his colleagues have set up a series of experiments in his lab at Northwestern.
The Chicago winters are harsh.
In this study, researcher Gerolf Rieger had gay and straight people sit in a chair and talk. He then reduced them to silent black and white figures and asked volunteers to see if they could tell gay from straight. The idea was to find out if certain stereotypes were real and observable.
She looks quite feminine to me.
He's gay.
This is a man? Already I can see.
He's gay. He's straight.
That was so powerful.
Exactly.
Like me, more often than not, the volunteers in the study could tell who was gay and who wasn't.
So is the conclusion that gay people do, in fact, move differently?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not true 100% of the time. It is true on average. They also studied the way gay and straight people talk.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Would you like to have a drink?
Sounds straight to me.
And is straight.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. Do you want to go have a drink?
Gay.
This research is controversial, reinforcing the stereotypes, some say. But to Bailey, the stereotype suggests there's a feminizing of the brain in gay men and masculinizing in lesbians. Ironically, though, when it comes to their sex lives, he says gay and straight men actually have a lot in common.
Now that surprises me.
Well, straight men tend to be shallow in terms of focusing on looks. Gay men are shallow too. Straight men are more interested than straight women in having casual, uncommitted sex. Gay men are like that too.
One has the impression that gay men are much more inclined toward casual sex than straight men.
They're just more successful at it because the people they're trying to have sex with are also interested in it.
So that the straight man can't find enough women who would go along. But don't you find this interesting, that the one big area where gay men are more like straight men is in sex? I mean, that is
very
both amusing and odd.
And it suggests that whatever causes a man to be gay doesn't make him feminine in every respect. There must be different parts of the brain that can be feminized independently from each other.
But how and when does this feminizing occur? If the differences were already apparent in childhood, that would point to an early, perhaps even genetic, origin. And that's what Bailey and Rieger are testing in a new study using childhood home movies. Here, volunteers were asked to rate each child's femininity or masculinity.
Oh, so girly.
I took the test.
How about a big smile?
And rated both these girls highly feminine. Then he showed me this little girl.
She's really not girly. Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
She's not girly. I'm going to give him
a
masculine.
His car's going there too.
8,693 plus 4 divided by half. What does that equal? Jennifer!
Turns out these physical differences can emerge fairly early. This little girl, she grew up to be straight. This little girl grew up to be a lesbian. The little boy with the gun is straight. And the game show host is gay.
They make spring a lot nicer.
If you can spot a child's future sexual orientation before he even knows he has one, doesn't that prove it's genetic? Studies have shown that homosexuality runs in families, so genes must be the answer. But then the researchers tell you identical twins can have different sexual orientations. We found Steve and Greg Lofts in New York. As identical twins, they had the same upbringing, have the same DNA, and yet Greg is gay and Steve is straight.
When you meet people and they find out you're gay and you're not, what do they say?
Are you sure? How can that be? Yeah, sure. Everyone is curious about that.
There were signs, even when they were little kids. Their mother told us Steve loved sports and the outdoors, while Greg liked helping out in the kitchen. But it wasn't until high school that Steve became convinced Greg was gay.
Did you say anything to him? Or
I did, actually. I think the way I worded it was something like, you know, Greg, if you're gay, it's okay. I'll still love you the same. And he gave a very philosophical answer. He said something like, oh, I love the soul of a person and not the physical being. And in my mind, I was like, yep, he's gay.
I wasn't ready just yet.
Does this prove that it's not genetic?
What it proves is it's not completely genetic. They have the same genes.
So does that bring us back to the mother and the father?
No.
But that's environment.
That's environment, but that's not the only environment. There's also the environment that happens to us while we're in the womb. And scientists are realizing that environment is much more important than we ever thought it was.
And this newborn rat pup, oddly enough, may hold important clues to what happens in the womb. Dr. Mark Breedlove at Michigan State University says he can take this male rat and make it behave like a female for the rest of its life and vice versa for a female just by altering the hormones it's exposed to right at birth. Because rats are born underdeveloped, that's roughly the same as altering a third trimester human fetus in the womb. But first, he said, I'd need a crash course in rat sex.
He's a Romeo.
He's Romeo. Ooh, look at him.
Male rats, like Romeo, mount any rat that comes their way. In the mating process, the female, that's her being dropped on top of him, perform something called lordosis, where she lifts her head and rump.
Now, what if Romeo here goes after a male?
The male will seem profoundly indifferent.
But Breedlove says he can change all that. He gave this female rat a single shot of the male sex hormone testosterone at birth. Now grown up, she will never perform lordosis. But this male rat will. Take a look. He was castrated at birth, depriving him of testosterone.
So you created a gay rat.
I wouldn't say that these are gay rats, but I will say that these are genetic male rats who are showing much more feminine behavior.
So this could be the answer to the genetic question. It may not be genes. It could be hormones.
That's exactly the question that we're all wondering, this business of testosterone having such a profound influence. Does that have some relevance to humans?
While biologists look at hormones for answers about human sexuality, other scientists are looking for patterns in statistics. And hard as this is to believe, they have found something they call the older brother effect.
The more older brothers a man has, the greater that man's chance of being gay.
What? Say that again?
The more older brothers a man has, the greater the likelihood that that man will be gay.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Absolutely true?
Absolutely.
If this comes as a shock to you, you're not alone. But it turns out it's one of the most solid findings in this field, demonstrated in study after study. And the numbers are significant. For every older brother a man has, his chances of being gay increase by one-third. Older sisters make no difference, and there's no corresponding effect for lesbians. A firstborn son has about a 2% chance of being gay, and the numbers rise from there. The theory is it happens in the womb.
Somehow, the mother's body is remembering how many boys she's carried before.
Mm-hmm.
The favorite hypothesis is that the mother may be making antibodies when she sees a boy the first time and then affect subsequent boys when she carries them in utero.
You mean like she's carrying a foreign substance?
And if you think about it, a woman who's carrying a son for the first time, she is carrying a foreign substance.
Yeah.
There are some proteins encoded on his Y chromosome that her body has never seen before and that her immune system would be expected to regard as invaders.
And so that's a theory.
That's the theory.
It's still not proved. And it gets even stranger.
One of the things we've only found out lately is that older brothers affect a boy only if the boy is right-handed. If the boy is left-handed, if his brain is organized in a left-handed fashion, it doesn't matter how many older brothers he has. His probability of being gay is just like the rest of the population.
You can give yourself a headache trying to apply all the theories to real people. Greg and Steve Lofts are both right-handed. And they do have an older brother, so maybe that's why Greg is gay. But they also have several gay relatives, which suggests it could be in the genes. Except where does that leave Steve? Adam and Jared, fraternal twins, have older brothers, but they're ambidextrous. And then there's the question of how something in the womb could affect one twin, but not the other. There are many more questions at this point than answers. But the scientists we spoke to are increasingly convinced that genes, hormones, or both, something is happening to determine sexual orientation before birth. Adam has come up with his own theory.
I was supposed to be a girl in my mom's stomach, but my mom wished for all boys, so I turned into a boy.
Do you wish you were a girl? You do?
Uh-huh.
Do you think there was anything that you could have done that would have changed Adam?
I could have changed Adam on the outside to where he would have showed me the macho boy that I would want as a boy. But that would not change who he is inside, and I think that would have damaged him a lot more.
This is an interesting question. Are you both proud of the way you are?
Yep.
Both of you. And you're so different.
Mm-hmm.